Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹, 早晨.
Can you please turn in your Bibles
请打开圣经,
to the book of 2 Kings,
列王记下,
chapter 6.
第六章.
This morning I would like to continue in the study of the life of Elisha.
今天早上愿意继续去查考以利沙的一生。
And to talk farther about this ministry that the Lord gave to him in regards to life and resurrection.
继续是讲到神所赐给他的事工，这个关乎灵和能力生命的事工。
This passage comes from the book of 2 Kings, chapter 6, verses 1 through 7.
列王记下第六章第一至第七节。
Now the sons of the prophet said to Elisha, Behold now, the place where before you where we are living is too limited for us. Please let us go to the Jordan, and each of us take from there a beam, and let us make a place there for ourselves where we may live. So he said, Go. Then one said, Please be willing to go with your servants. And he answered, I shall go. So he went with them, and when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, And he cried out and said, Alas, my master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, Where did it fall? And when he showed him the place, he cut off a stick and threw it in there and made the iron float. And he said, Take it up for yourself. So he put out his hand and took it.
先知门徒对以利沙说，看哪，我们同你所住的地方过于狭小，求你容我们往约旦河去，各人从哪里取一根木料建造房屋居住。他说，你们去吧。 有人说，求你与仆人同去，回答说，我可以去。于是以利沙与他们同去，到了约旦河，就砍伐树木。有一个人砍树的时候，斧头掉在水里，他就呼叫说，哀哉，我主啊，这斧子是借的。神人问说，掉在哪里了？他将那地方指给以利沙看。以利沙砍了一根木头，抛在水里，斧头就飘上来了。以利沙说，
来，起来吧，那人就伸手，拿起来了。Let's come back to our Lord in a short word of prayer, please.
我们再次来到主的面前，有一点的祷告。
Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for this time that we can come in your presence.
天父，我们感谢你，让我们在这段时间来到你的面前。
That we can gather together in this way to study your words.
我们能够聚集一起去读你的话。
We ask that your spirit would be over us this morning.
求你的灵与我们同在。
That it would be teaching us, guiding us, instructing us.
要你的灵去教导我们，带领我们。
To lead us back into that everlasting way.
使我带领我们回到那条永生的路上面。
That we could be equipped to do your good work.
使我们能够被装备好，作善工。
In Jesus' name we pray these things.
祈祷是奉耶稣的名求。
Amen. So as we read through these very short passage here, this may be something that does not exactly jump out at you.
当我们刚才读这几节的经文的时候，可能大家不留意到。
It's not particularly exciting, you may think.
可能这几节的经文不是很有趣。
There's nothing life-threatening about it.
没有关乎生死的事件在这里记载。
And with the exception of perhaps one verse or even one phrase, there is not much emotion.
除了一句话，在这几节的圣经都没有什么感情的。
We have studied much more compelling stories about the person of Elisha.
我们之前读过以利沙的故事，之前的故事可能比这一段的记载更加有趣。
We may remember his calling when he took up that mantle of Elijah.
我们记得当以利亚呼召他，以利沙就着起以利亚那个挂衣外衣。
Elijah was taken up in this whirlwind, and there's these chariots.
当以利亚被提上天的时候，我们见到那个火居来去接以利亚。
Or we may remember the story about Elisha and the Shunammite woman and how he raised her dead son.
或者大家记得以利沙和这个苏念的妇人，以利沙是怎样将苏念妇人的儿子从死复活过来。
Or perhaps even the time when he dealt with Naaman and cured him of his leprosy.
或者我们也都记得以利沙是医治乃曼从他的麻风病里面得到医治。
Then he rebuked his own servant. Gehazi for having a double heart.
亦都可能記得以利沙嚟去鬧呢個佢嘅仆人加哈西，因為佢有不專一嘅心。
So when we look over this passage, it can be something that's very easy to gloss over. Only 7 short verses.
所以當我哋讀呢七節嘅經文嘅時候，大家可能冇乜留意，就讀完啦。
And one miracle, maybe a little bit odd or strange.
一個嘅奇蹟，但係可能呢個奇蹟可能比較有啲奇怪。
And for most of us who've grown up in the house of God and the body of Christ, we may not think much of this. This is just another miracle in the Bible.
如果你係喺神嘅家長大，我哋熟悉神嘅聖經嘅故事，呢一個小小嘅奇蹟，可能都大家冇乜著意，只係其中一個小小嘅奇蹟啫。
But I think there are some great spiritual truths contained within these short verses here.
但係我哋實在相信喺呢幾節嘅經文裡面，神係要教導我哋一個好大嘅屬靈嘅真理。
Some truths that the Lord has used to encourage me, and I hope is able to also encourage you this morning.
呢真理，主係用嚟去勉勵我嘅。而今天早上係願意用呢啲嘅真理嚟去勉勵大家。
Because in this passage, we get a very wonderful illustration of how it is that we are to build.
因為喺呢幾節嘅經文，主係俾咗一個藍圖我哋，去教導我哋點樣去建造。
Whether it's to build our own spiritual temples, this body that the Lord has given unto us.
無論係建造我哋自己嗰個屬靈嗰個殿，呢個主賜俾我哋嘅身體。
Or to build this corporate body that He has placed us into, the body of Christ, the house of God.
或者係建立主嘅身體，教會，神嘅家。
That when we are to build, we are to build in the power and the spirit of the resurrection life that He has given unto us.
當我哋去建造嘅時候，我哋係靠住復活生命嘅靈同埋能力嚟去建造。
So we come across this group of people called the sons of the prophets.
所以我哋嚟到呢度見到先知門徒。
They were a group of people who lived in the northern tribes of the northern kingdom of Israel.
呢一班嘅先知門徒係住喺北以色列國嘅北國。
They were ones who lived in the outskirts, on the edge, on the periphery of the kingdom.
佢住喺個國嘅外邊，環繞國嘅一周嗰啲地方。
In the cities of Bethel, Gilgal, and Jericho.
佢住喺吉格，係喺耶利哥，同埋Bethel係伯特利嘅地方。
They worshiped and they prayed and they studied together in the Lord.
佢哋喺主裏面一齊去敬拜，一齊去讀主嘅話。
Now they lived in the outskirts of the northern kingdom because they were people who were persecuted at this point in time.
佢哋住喺呢啲以色列國嘅郊區嘅地方，因為佢喺國裏面係被人去逼迫嘅。
You may remember King Ahab and Queen Jezebel.
大家可能記得阿哈王同埋耶洗別呢一個嘅王后。
And how they persecuted these prophets of God.
佢哋係逼迫神嘅先知。
Because they were Baal worshippers, especially Queen Jezebel.
因為嗰陣時嘅以色列國，特別呢個耶洗別王后，佢哋係敬拜巴力嘅。
So these individuals were living in hiding, in obscurity.
所以呢啲嘅先知門徒，佢哋係要去匿埋。
Away from all the big cities in the north where the king and the queen were.
佢哋唔可以住喺啲大城市裏面，因為大城市就係皇帝皇后所住嘅地方。
And so we find these group of individuals then living in tight quarters.
所以我哋見到呢一班先知們，佢係好逼嘅去隱藏。
Because they indicate that their living space was too limited for them.
因為呢度講到佢哋所住嘅地方過於窄小。
So they wanted to make more space. They needed to grow and to expand.
所以佢哋需要去製造多啲居住嘅地方，佢哋要去增長。
And I think when it comes to growing and expanding, most of us are pretty excited about these things.
相信大家諗起去成長，嚟去增加自己居住嘅地方，大家諗起都好興奮。
You ask any young person, they'll probably tell you they're really excited to grow.
當你問一啲年輕嘅弟兄姊妹，佢哋相信佢哋都好興奮嘅去長大。
I can't wait until I get to be a big person, when I can be this tall.
我等唔切啦，我能夠去長大到好似咁高。
When I can do all these things on my own.
我希望可以長大到一個歲數，可以自己做自己中意做嘅嘢。
I can learn to drive a car.
可以自己揸車。
I can own a house and be a master of my own home.
我可以自己買屋，可以自己做屋主。
I can just leave the garbage and the trash wherever I want in the house, and mom and dad won't bother me.
隨處抌垃圾，都唔會有爸爸媽媽嚟去叫我哋去執屋嘅。
This is how we are when we're young.
當我哋年輕嘅時候，我哋就有咁嘅心態。
Perhaps when we're old, we're not quite as enthusiastic about growing.
或者我哋長大咗之後，可能對於成長冇咁興奮。
Because physically, a lot of us are kind of growing in maybe the wrong way.
因為身體嚟講，可能我哋慢慢係長大係更加年老嘅。
Our bodies are expanding in areas that are not very becoming.
可能我哋嘅身體亦都開始肥胖。
You know, our hair is falling out.
我哋頭髮亦都開始脫落，開始變灰。
Right, our hearing is not so good.
我哋開始聽唔到啦。
Our eyesight, we can't see so well.
眼亦都睇唔到。
We need reading glasses.
我哋要戴啲讀書嘅眼鏡。
Growing is difficult when we grow older.
當我哋去慢慢年老嘅時候，再長嘅時候就更加困難啦。
But I think we can all attest for those who are growing in the Lord that it is something that is actually something wonderful when we talk about spiritual growth.
但係當我哋喺主裏面講到呢個成長嘅時候，我哋實在都能夠去分享喺主裏面成長係一件好美好嘅事。
That hopefully as we grow in the Lord that we are growing wiser and we're growing richer in our love for our Lord and for one another.
實在當我哋喺主裏面成長嘅時候，實在我哋喺主裏面嘅智慧，同埋喺主裏面嘅愛，能夠係不斷嘅去增加。
Now, I think as exciting as growing may be, there's also a trepidation or anxiety associated with it.
但係即使成長係一件咁興奮嘅事，但係喺成長嘅同樣係有焦慮嘅。
Because growing involves change.
因為成長就係牽涉嘅就係改變。
And with change, there's sometimes hard work, there's tiredness.
當改變嘅時候，就係需要呢一個嘅勞力，亦都會當中亦都有疲倦。
And a lot of times there's anxiety and worry.
同樣就係有焦慮。
But change is good.
但係改變係一件好事。
Because we know that only Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
因為唯有耶穌係昨日、今日、明天都不改變嘅。
Imagine if we did not change.
大家想像一下，如果我哋人唔改變。
If we were to be left in this imperfect state.
我哋係被遺留喺呢一個不完全嘅境況裏面。
But God is changing us. Thank the Lord.
但係感謝主，神係不斷嘅改變我哋。And
He wants to perfect each and every one of us.
佢要使我哋每一個人成為完全。So
we see that these prophets were one who inquired of Elisha.
所以喺呢度見到呢一班先知嘅門徒嚟到以利沙嘅面前。
That they did not want to go about this expansion process, this building of another place, without the counsel from their leader, their master.
他们是愿意在这个增加地方的过程里面来去寻求这个以利亚这个先知的意见。
So in verse 2, they seek out his permission. Please let us go to the Jordan.
所以在第二節那裡，他是求以利沙的容許，求你讓我們去。
These men were humble and willing to ask.
這一班先知的門徒是謙虛的，來到願意去尋求這個容許。
They did not just go out on their own.
他不是自己說去就去了。
But they waited, and they looked, they turned to the man of God.
但他们等候，他们是仰望这个神人。
Because this is who Elisha was. He was known as the man of God.
因为以利沙就是这个神人。
And so these sons of the prophets, they looked to the Lord through the man of God as to whether or not this would be an acceptable thing to do, to grow, to build.
所以这一班先知的门徒，他是藉着以利沙来去等候神，他是愿意在 主裏面尋求，這一件是不是一件容許的事情。
So Elisha said, go.
所以以利沙就叫他們去。So
you would think they would be so excited and ready to go.
所以大家可以想像到這一班先知的門徒是非常興奮的，就出去了。
But for these men, it was not enough just to get the permission or to get the approval of Elisha to build.
但原來這班先知門徒不只是要得到以利沙的允許,
they also wanted Elijah's presence.
他是更加渴求以利沙的同行.
They did not want to go at it alone.
他们不愿意自己单独地走出去.
So they requested of him, please be willing to go with your servants.
所以他是求以利沙求你与仆人同去.
I think this is a wonderful picture for us.
这幅图画是非常美丽.
To not only inquire the Lord as we go about change,
不单止当有改变的时候来到寻求神,
but to also seek him out and ask of him to come along with us.
更加的是求主与我们同去.
Because it is easy to ask.
因为寻求是很容易.
It is easy to inquire and seek out an answer from the Lord.
去在主里面寻找一个答案是很容易.
Or I should really say, it's easy once we get the answer to go out and go, I got the Lord's approval.
或者更加清晰地說,是當我們得到主的答案之後,我們出去是很容易.
This is the will of God. He gave me a word.
Look at this verse. 主已經將祂的旨意顯露給我們,我們就是這樣做.
I will go and build.
我是要走出去建立,建造.
And so in our enthusiasm, we run off and we go and build.
但很多时候在我们的兴奋的里面,我们就跑出去,就去建造了.
But then we leave the Lord behind.
但我们却是忘记了主.
And we forget to ask him to come along and come alongside us.
我们忘记了要去邀请主与我们同去.
Because we cannot do it on our own.
因为我们不能够自己凭自己的能力去做.
But these men were humble enough.
但这一班的先知门徒,他们是谦卑的.
They did not think they could do it on their own.
他们不认为他们能够靠自己的能力去完成这件事.
And so they really sought out God's guidance through the person of Elisha.
所以他是在主里面藉着以利沙来去寻求这个带领.
And they also sought out God's presence through the person of Elisha.
他亦都是要求得到主的同去是在藉着以利沙这个人里面.
So these sons of the prophets, they went out to the Jordan.
所以这一班的先知门徒去到约旦河那边.
And they went out to build. They went out and they started cutting down trees.
他们去到那里就开始去斩树.
And then as one was cutting down a tree, falling a beam, his axe head flew into the water.
当一个人去斩树的时候,他的斧头就不小心跌了落水里面.
Came right off the handle, went whoop, right in the water.
他斩的时候就揈了落水.
And when it happened, he cried out in exasperation, alas, my master, for it was borrowed.
当这样的事情发生的时候,他就呼叫,哀哉,我主啊,这斧头是借的.
From this expression, we can tell that this tool was something that was very valuable to him.
我们在这个句话,那个感叹的情绪里面,我们看到这个斧头是对他来说非常重要.
You know, an iron axe back in those days was a very precious commodity.
铁在那一段的时期,是一些很珍贵的金属.
It wasn't something that one could easily come by.
不是很容易拿到的,这斧头.
Unlike today when you and I could just go to the hardware store and buy an axe.
不像今天,我们去一些五金店就可以买到一个斧头.
We may recall that in King Saul's days, that the Israelites had to go to the land of the Philistines in order to have their instruments, their metal instruments worked.
大家如果记得,在扫罗的日子, 扫罗是要去到非利士人的地来去拿一些做铁的工具.
Because there were no blacksmiths, there were no men who knew how to work with metal.
因为在那时没有铁匠,他没有人懂得打铁的.
At least not iron ore, not iron alloy.
没有人懂得做铁的.
And in fact, in those days, back in the time of Saul, when Saul and Jonathan were facing their enemies, only Saul and Jonathan had a sword and a spear.
实在在扫罗的时候,当大卫和约拿单去打仗的时候,唯有约拿单和大卫是有这个剑和枪。
So it really spoke of the scarcity of these types of metal tools.
所以我哋喺呢度睇到，嗰呢一啲鐵做嘅工具，實在係好罕有嘅喺嗰段時間。
And we can imagine even more so the scarcity of these tools for these people, these prophets.
喺呢度，甚至對呢啲一班先知嘅門徒嚟講，呢一啲嘅工具係好罕有嘅。
You know, individuals who are living out in hiding.
呢一班係一班喺郊區匿埋嘅人。
They did not have much.
佢哋擁有嘅唔係好多。
We know, in fact, even from the book of 1 Kings, that when they were hiding, others had to come and feed them, provide for them.
甚至喺《列代記上》嗰度見到，當呢一班嘅人嚟去匿埋嘅時候，要其他人嚟去帶食物嚟去供應佢哋。
You know, so how precious this tool was to this individual.
所以我哋見到呢一個斧頭，對於呢一個人嚟講係如何嘅寶貴。
Because not only was it valuable, but it was also borrowed.
因為唔單止佢係好罕有嘅，而呢一個斧頭係借翻嚟嘅。
It did not belong to him.
唔係屬於佢嘅。
It belonged to someone else.
係屬於其他人嘅。
So now that he's lost something that was very valuable that belonged to someone else.
所以而家佢失去咗一啲佢借翻嚟係好珍貴嘅物件。
He would have been in great debt.
佢就負咗呢個好沉重嘅債。
And perhaps not to mention, we don't know how many axes this company of men had.
或者唔記得咗講，我哋都唔知道呢一班先知門徒當中有幾多個斧頭。
So perhaps the work of building the house would be really slowed.
可能冇咗呢一個斧頭之後，建立呢一個家、呢一個地方嘅工程會更加緩慢。
So is I was reflecting on this last night and thinking about the value of an iron axe.
當我昨晚思想嘅時候，我就係思想呢一個鐵嘅斧頭嗰個價值。
I cannot help but remember a brother who helped me out many years ago.
我實在係記得喺有個弟兄喺好多年前去幫助我。
I had to cut down some trees or chop some wood.
我當時係要斬一啲嘅樹。
And I didn't have an axe.
我係冇斧頭。
So I had to borrow an axe from our brother down here.
咁我要去問弟兄借斧頭。
He might not remember.
可能弟兄唔記得咗啦。
I barely remembered until last night.
我直至昨晚都唔係好記得。
And I remember I borrowed it for a while. I made sure that I didn't swing it on anything that would break the axe.
咁我就好記得，我係好小心用呢個斧頭，我記得唔好亂揈，揈甩個斧頭。
Because I'd be really embarrassed to return back to him a broken axe.
因為如果我係還翻一個爛咗嘅斧頭，我就覺得好羞恥啦。
So I borrowed it for a while and I used it, and it was great service to me.
咁我借咗個斧頭用一陣，咁實在幫咗好多忙。
And then I don't know, a few months or a year later, I realized I need the axe again.
咁過咗幾個月，一年之後，我發現我又要再用呢個斧頭。
I felt bad. I didn't want to ask my brother again.
嗰陣時我就覺得我唔想再問弟兄啦，因為唔想煩佢。
All right, so I went out. I bought an axe.
我結果就買咗自己買一個斧頭。
My brother's axe was as big as this.
弟兄嘅斧頭都係同呢個咁大嘅。
Is actually fancier.
可能弟兄嘅係更好。
He had a composite axe. It was plastic and fiberglass and graphite, and then it had a metal head.
弟兄嗰個斧頭可能係更有用，因為佢用唔同嘅鐵嚟去做嘅。
You know, he's a banker, so he can afford these things. I'm only an engineer, so I had to get one with a wood handle.
弟兄嗰個斧頭係更加先進，咁佢係做銀行嘅，可能佢能夠買啲更加先進嘅斧頭，但係我自己買嘅就係比較原始。
But I think this describes it well, because you could see this axe head is attached to this wood handle by just having the wood handle, the pole, inserted into the axe head.
但係因為比較簡陋，大家就可以好睇到呢一個斧頭嘅構造，就係一支木條，一嚿鐵，就係喺個木條嘅頭上面。
And so we can see how it would easily be able to fly off if we were not careful.
所以大家見到，如果我哋唔小心嘅話，呢個鐵係好容易飛出嚟嘅。
So I want to be careful here and I don't swing this and have it fly off.
我會好小心，唔會喺呢度揈。
So I went to the store, I bought the axe because it's something that's so easy to do.
咁我就去到嗰個五金鋪嗰度買咗一個斧頭，好容易就買到啦。
Then later one other day I found I had need for another axe.
咁過咗一段日子，咁我又發現我要再多一個斧頭。
I noticed that whenever we go camping, we have to collect wood.
咁我發現當我去露營嘅時候，我就要去執木。
To build a fire.
要去執木嚟去起火。
And so we didn't want to bring this along because this is about 10 pounds and it's kind of big and takes a lot of room.
咁我就唔係好想攞呢一個斧頭，因為呢個斧頭10磅，好重嘅。
You really don't want to be hiking in a forest with that.
你唔想帶住呢個斧頭嚟去行山。
So my wife, she went to, she looked in her father's house and found this axe that I think dates back to King Saul.
我太太就去到佢父嘅家，就揾咗呢一個好古老嘅斧頭。
It's still almost sharp.
都仲係好利嘅。
But the problem with this axe, I think we brought it out once.
但係呢個斧頭有一個問題。
And we were using it.
當我哋用嘅時候,
the axe head was loose.
呢一個斧頭係鬆嘅。
If I remember right, the axe head actually came flying off.
我好似記得有一次呢個斧頭真係飛咗出嚟。
I probably reinserted it and maybe glued it.
我或者係用啲膠水去黐翻佢。
So you don't want to use this axe.
所以你唔想用呢一個斧頭。
So I thought I can afford a nice composite axe like my brother, but maybe only a small one.
咁我就同自己講，我自己都能夠去買到一個比較先進嘅斧頭。It's
in a case, so that's why it looks a little odd.
咁呢一個斧頭就比較先進，有埋有個托喺裡面嘅。
But it's nice and light.
但係好輕便嘅。And
I don't think this one, the head would fly off.
我相信呢一個斧頭嗰個頭唔會飛出嚟。So
it's something that's much more safe.
相信係比較安全。So
as we're talking about these iron axes, there's significance in the Bible when it comes to iron.
當我哋講到呢一個斧頭嘅時候，我哋翻翻嚟聖經，呢一個鐵喺聖經裏面係好重要嘅。Now,
as we talk about iron, we think about iron, we know that it's actually a very common element on this earth.
當我哋講到鐵呢一個金屬嘅時候，我哋諗起喺地上係好普遍嘅。It's
actually the fourth most common element in the earth's crust.
喺地球地面上面係第四種最普遍嘅金屬。
And if you were to feel one of these iron heads, you would think, well, it is very hard.
如果你係去摸一摸呢一個斧頭，呢個鐵斧頭嘅時候，你都會覺得係好硬淨嘅。
But in reality, iron is actually very soft in its pure state, much like aluminum.
但係原來喺鐵喺最原始嘅狀態嘅時候，其實係好軟熟嘅。
I don't know if you've ever dealt with pure iron or pure aluminum.
大家唔知有冇去接觸過係最原始最純嘅鐵或者鋁。
I haven't dealt with pure iron, but I have dealt with pure aluminum.
我之前冇去掂過嗰啲純正嘅鐵，但我掂過一啲純正嘅鋁。
Or at least 99.99% pure aluminum.
我掂過一啲99.99%嘅鋁。
And it is very soft. You can scratch it, and you can gouge it very easily.
實在係好軟熟嘅，你好容易就會將佢劃花。
So iron actually is not very strong because it's very soft.
鐵同樣都唔係好硬淨，係實在好軟熟嘅。
But it becomes very strong and very hard when mixed with some carbon, and it becomes steel.
但係當你去用啲鐵嚟混合喺嗰啲鋁同碳同埋嗰啲銅碳嘅時候，就變得好硬淨啦。
And so that's when it becomes useful, when it becomes steel, when it becomes hard. It can be used as a tool, as a weapon.
當它變成鋼的時候，它就能夠變得很硬淨，那你就可以變得有用了。
So if we were to look through the Bible at different accounts that points out to the use of iron, we would recognize that iron really represents the things of God, the things of man, the strength of man.
當我們看聖經的時候，我們實在見到鐵是代表了人的能力，人的力量。
whether it is his glory or his pride or his power.
無論係講到人嘅榮耀、人嘅能力、人嘅驕傲。
Even dating back to the book of Genesis, when you look at the line of Cain.
當你係睇翻創世記，我哋睇呢個該隱嗰一條後裔嘅時候。
And his descendants, he had a son of a son whose name was Tubal-Cain.
當我哋睇該隱佢一個孫。佢個名字叫Tubal-Cain 啊
，Tubal-Cain，
Tubal-Cain 係佢
Genesis 4，
唔係拉麥 ，not Lamech，
Genesis 4 verse 22。
OK， 示伯該隱。土白該隱
So he was a forger of all implements of bronze and iron.
佢係打造各樣嘅銅鐵利器嘅。
And the people of that time, his cousins, you may say, the line of Cain, they were famous for all these great things.
我哋喺該隱嘅後裔裏面，我哋見到佢嘅後裔都係喺好多嘅事項裏面都好出名嘅。
You see that they were builders of cities, of tents, they're fathers of tents, livestock.
係建造城嘅父，佢哋係養牧牲畜嘅父。
A father of all those who played musical instruments, the lyre and the pipe.
佢哋係彈琴吹簫嘅祖師。
And here Tubal-Cain was a forger of all implements of bronze and iron.
喺呢度見到呢個土伯該隱就係呢個打樣各樣。銅鐵利器嘅祖師。
You know, in the eyes of the world,
所以喺世界嘅眼裏面
，we would think that these would be great men.
我哋見到可能呢一班人係好偉大嘅。
Such great accomplishments.
係好多偉大嘅成就。
But we know that this is placed here not to espouse the greatness of man.
但係喺呢一段嘅經文記載，唔係要我哋去欣賞人如何偉大。
But it really speaks to the pride.Of man,
佢係要記住喺度，要我哋見到人嗰個驕傲。
The pride of this fallen race, Cain,
就係呢一個墮落嘅人呢個該隱嘅驕傲。
For we were to read on, and we would see in verse 26 the line of Adam through the person of Seth.
咁當我哋讀到26節嗰度，我哋就見到呢個以拿洩。
And there is no greatness that is mentioned about that line of Seth.
就係喺塞特裏面，我哋係見唔到人嗰個嘅偉大。
And the only thing that is really pointed out is that at this point in time, that men began to call upon the name of the Lord.
就喺塞特以拿洩嗰條線裏面所記載嘅唯有就係那時候。人才求告耶和華的名。
So we can see in this contrast then between the pride of man. And the heart of God, the line of God.
所以我哋見到呢一個嘅對比就係喺該隱嗰條線裏面見到人嗰個驕傲佢係喺塞特神嗰條線嗰度見到神嘅心意。
So iron speaks of pride.
所以呢個鐵就代表呢個驕傲，代表榮耀。
If we were to think in the time of Joshua and Judges, how the Israelites had such a hard time capturing the land.
當我哋係想起呢個約書亞記約書亞係要去得著呢個應許地嘅時候
，I should say capturing portions of land, being able to drive out the remaining inhabitants.
約書亞係要去得到呢個應許地
，because these inhabitants had iron chariots.
佢要將呢一啲嘅外族嚟去剷除而呢一班嘅外族就有呢個鐵車。
And back in those days, when man was face against man, the one who had the iron chariots and the iron tools and weapons was the stronger one.
喺嗰一段嘅時期，邊個擁有呢一啲鐵車，邊啲都係有呢啲鐵嘅武器，佢就能夠係成為大國。
But when it comes to the things of God, man's iron is no match.
但係嚟到神嘅事情裏面，人嘅鐵係冇用嘅。
And we may remember the dream that King Nebuchadnezzar had.
或者大家記得呢個尼布格尼撒王嗰個嘅夢。
Of that great statue.
有一個嗰個大像。
Whom Daniel had to interpret his dream.
但以理係要為王嚟去解釋呢個夢。
Now the statue, the head was made of gold.
这个像里面的头是用金做的。
And the chest and its arms were made of silver.
胸膛和膀臂是用铁做的。
The belly and the thighs were made of bronze.
肚腹和腰是用铜做的。
And the legs were made of iron.
腿是用铁做的。
And we know from that account that these different parts of the statue represent the different kingdoms of the earth.
我们知道在这个梦解出来，这个像不同的部分。 就代表了人类历史里面不同的帝国。
And it was particularly noted that fourth kingdom, the kingdom of iron, that it would crush all the other kingdoms before it.
特别这里讲到那个铁的国是会将一切都是粉碎。
Iron represents strength.
这个铁就是代表了人的能力。
But we were to go on and look at that account, we also remember that there was another kingdom that would be coming.
但是当我们去看回那个梦的时候，那个梦提醒我们，另外一个国是会来临。
That it was a kingdom that was an everlasting kingdom.
这个国是一个永远永存的国。
A divine kingdom that would come and crush all these other kingdoms, including that kingdom of iron.
是一个圣洁的国度，它要将一切国都能够打碎，甚至这个代表铁的一个国度。
Because this was a kingdom that was from a stone that was cut without human hands.
因为这个国是从一个不是用人所造的石头来出来的。
It was a kingdom of God.
就是神的国。
Now, the Lord God is one who lives in a temple that is not made with human hands.
主是住在一个不是用人手所造出来的殿里面。
For even when the temple was being made by Solomon,
甚至当所罗门去建造圣殿的时候，
the instructions were that no one was to use an iron tool or an axe within the house, within the temple.
建殿的指示是没有人能够用凿成的石头，也不可以用斧子和各样的铁器来做这个殿。
But all the stone was to be cut at the rock quarry. Not at the house.
所有的石要在山里面是被凿成的，不可以在建造殿的地方去凿的。
And similarly, when Moses charged the Israelites to build that altar after they crossed the Jordan,
同样，当摩西要求以色列人过了约旦河之后起了一个坛，
that they were not to use stones that were cut by human hands with an iron axe.
他们不可以用铁器所凿的石头来去起这个坛。
But the stones were to be uncut.
这个石头是不可以被动过铁器的。
So the uncut stone represents the things of God.
所以这些没有被凿过的石头就代表了神的事情。
But those stones that were cut by iron tools are the things of man.
这些被铁器所凿过的石头就代表了人的能力。
So we see the strength and the pride and the glory of man.
所以我们实在在见到这个人的能力，人的骄傲。
And you know, the incredible thing is that God has made each one of us a little bit like that iron axe.
但是神是做我们每一个就好像这个铁斧头一样。
I think the iron axe represents all the gifts and the abilities that the Lord has endowed upon us as men.
实在相信这个铁斧头就是代表了神赋予我们每一个天然的能力。
We're very valuable when we're used properly.
当我们能够适当用这些能力的时候，我们就成为非常之宝贵。
Able to be used for good, to build, to sharpen one another.
能够用来作善工，能够去磨练其他弟兄姊妹。
But when the axe head is dull, it is actually more dangerous.
但是当这个斧头是掘的时候，就变得很危险。
Because it actually requires more strength than to wield the axe, to use the axe.
因为当斧头掘的时候，你是需要更多的力来去用这个斧头。
And at that point in time, it would be easy for the axe head to fly off.
当你这样用这个掘斧头的时候，你就更大的可能
And when it flies off, it damages and it kills.
当这个斧头飞出来的时候，就伤害到其他人，甚至系杀害到其他人。
That's something that we actually recently studied on our time on Friday night as we're studying about the cities of refuge.
刚刚在星期五晚，我哋读约书亚记，我哋都同样读到呢一点，就系讲到屠城呢件事上面。
And how in the book of Deuteronomy there would be these individuals who were working with iron axes, and the head would accidentally fly off and kill somebody.
我哋喺睇到呢个生命记里边，就讲到，若果有人系用斧头唔小心，斧头飞出嚟去杀死其他人嘅时候。
That is how we can be. We're not careful.
同样，今日如果我哋唔小心，我哋去用我哋呢个铁斧头嘅时候，同样都系会伤害。
If we are not connected in with our master.
若果我哋唔系与我哋嘅主相连联系过嚟嘅时候。
Just as the axe head is useless when it is free from the handle, so we too are useless when we are free from our Savior.
当就好似一个斧头离开嗰支棍系毫无用处一样，我哋呢个斧头若果系唔同主嚟去联系过嚟嘅时候，同样我哋系毫无用处。
Elijah was a man of God.
以利沙系神人。
He's a type of Christ, one who saves.
就是基督的預表，就是一個拯救的人。
And he cared for the people.
基督，他是關心他自己的人。
He was a prophet of grace.
以利沙是一個恩典的先知。
And his ministry was of life and resurrection.
他的工作就是關及到復活的生命。
There are countless other miracles that he performed that we didn't study, but you may be familiar with.
在以利沙一生里面有好多的奇迹，大家可能我哋今日我哋冇读过，但系大家可能都系熟悉嘅。Where
he purified water, where he cleansed food, where he fed hungry men.
喺呢神迹里面，佢系洁净水，佢系洁净食物，佢系医治。
He did more miracles than any other prophet, perhaps except Moses.
他比起其他先知，可能除了摩西之外，所作的神迹是更多。Now
he was willing to go with the sons of prophets to build.
他是愿意和这班先知门徒同去，一起去建造。And
he was not afraid to get his hands dirty.
他是不怕去做一些很污糟的工作。For
we know that when after the axe head fell in the water and he asked them, where did it fall?
但是我们在这里看到，当这个斧头跌了下水之后，当他们来去问以利沙，以利沙就去问他们，掉在哪里呢？
He cut off a stick on his own. He didn't ask someone else to cut off a stick. He did it on his own. He had a tool himself.
他是自己去斩了一根的木头，他没问其他人去斩，他是自己去斩。
So we really see here an individual whose heart is to be with his people, to work with the people.
我哋喺呢度见到呢一个神人，佢系愿意系一同嘅同佢嘅门徒一齐去做呢件事情。
He was not just one who was hiding, who would hide himself away and prepare great inspirational messages.
佢唔系净系坐埋一边，就系预备一啲能够去鼓励人嘅信息俾人听。
He was not one who would just dine in the royal courts of the king.
他不是就是坐在皇宫里面，和王一起用膳。
But he was a man who led a life of service.
但是他是一个活着一个仆人的心思的一个人。
And he worked with the common man.
他是和这些很普通的人一起同工。
And if he were here today, he would probably be the first one who would be cleaning the toilets or dishing out the lunch or washing the dishes.
实在相信如果以利沙仍然在我们当中的时候，我相信他是会第一个走去洗碗、洗厕所的那位。He
was not afraid to roll up his sleeves, so to speak.
他是不怕收起他的衫袖来做事。
So we know that he cared for both the big things and the small things.
所以我们看到他是顾念大的事情，也都顾念微小的事情。
Just like our Lord who cares for the big things and the small things.
就好像我们的主一样，他是顾念我们大小的事情。
You know, in spite of the Lord laying all the foundations of the earth and spinning the stars and the moon into place, he still cares about the small things, the lilies, the ravens.
即使主就是一个创造天地万物的神，他仍然是顾念那些麻雀，那些花。
That is because we serve a God who cares for us.
因为我们所服侍的是一位顾念我们的神。
He cares about all the fine details of our lives.
他顾念我们一生生命里面所有微小的项目。
He's a personal God. He gives us a personal salvation.
他是一个个人的主，他所赐给我们一个是一个个人的救恩。
But he also transforms us on a personal basis.
他也都是很个人的来去改变我们。
He remakes each one of us according to our need.
他是将我们改变到是靠着因着我们每个人不同的需要来去改变我们。
He's like that fine craftsman.
就是好像那一个那个的铁匠一样。
That's working the wood, working the wood.
他是不断的来去磨造我们。
Turning it on the lathe, smoothing it out, refining it.
他要磨练我们，是磨滑我们，使我们能够更好。
Even though we are those who are made of dirt, maybe a little bit of iron.
即使我们是被用尘土做出来，或者是有少少铁的成分。
The Lord still views us as precious.
但是主看我们仍然是宝贵。
We thank the Lord for that.
实在感谢主。
We also see Elijah was one who was quick to respond.
我们也都见到以利沙是很快回应的。
He did not hesitate.
他是没有犹豫。
When the man cried out, alas, my master, my axe head, it fell in the water. It was borrowed.
当这个门徒来说，我这个斧头跌在水里面。
He asked him, where did it fall?
咁神人就说，掉在一边呢？
And then he cut off a stick and threw it in where the man indicated it had fallen.
咁就立刻斩了一条的木头，抛在水里面。
So in this we can see that Elisha was one who did not respond in his own wisdom, his own intellect.
我们在这里看到以利沙不是凭着他自己的智慧来去回应的。
But he responded in the wisdom of the Lord.
我是用神的智慧来去回应。
Now how often when we encounter a particular problem, do we use our own experience or our own wisdom to address it?
我们遇到问题的时候，实在是很多时候都是用我们自己的智慧来去解决。
Elijah did that which would make sense to no ordinary man.
但是以利沙所作的事情实在普通人看来
是愚拙的。Why would anyone throw a stick into the river?
为什么你会扔些木头落去水里面呢？
Wouldn't it be better to jump in and to dive in and to reach down and grab it?
不是应该立刻跳落水里面潜水落去执返吗？
Or maybe the waters were too full, maybe to put a branch down or some net to drag out the rock, the iron axe head?
或者扔些网落去拉个斧头上来呢？
Made no sense.
他在这里所作的实在人不能够明白。
But Elisha was no ordinary man.
但是以利沙实在不是一个普通的人。
He was a man of God.
他是神人。
And so he threw the stick in because he knew that God could work through that stick.
因为当他扔这条木头落去水的时候，他知道神能够藉着这个木头去作神迹。
Because that stick represents the power of God.
因为这个木头就代表了神的能力。
If we're to, turn in our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
我们如果打开哥林多前书第一章
verse 18.
第十八节。
For the word of the cross is to those who are perishing foolishness, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们所得救的人却为神的大能。
The symbolism here is very plain and clear.
这里所代表的是很明显。
The stick represents the cross of Christ.
这个的木头就代表了基督的十字架。
It's the work of God.
就是神的工作。
It makes no sense to the ordinary man.
对于普通的人来讲是愚拙的。
Is in fact even foolish.
是愚拙的。
But to those who are being saved, to those who know the Lord.
但是对于那些得救已经认识了主的人来讲，
We know the power of the cross.
我们晓得十字架的大能。
Right, because Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God.
因为基督就是神的大能，神的智慧。
For at the cross we can see God's love and God's righteousness intersect.
因為在十字架裏面我們見到神的公義和神的愛是連在一起。
I think we can all appreciate that our righteous deeds are like filthy garments, as it says in the book of Isaiah.
大家都相信，大家都曉得喺以賽亞書講到人嘅義就好似破爛嘅衣服。
Even though we have been endowed with these great gifts, we have been given this iron axe head to be used by God.
即使神係賦予我哋呢一個鐵嘅斧頭就係呢一啲人嘅能力。
We have used it improperly.
我哋實在係曉得我哋冇適當嘅。是用着这个的能力。
And there are such extreme examples that we are to look in our history books.
如果我们看回我们的历史，我们实在见到很多很极大的比例。
Both of men who were greatly used by God and of men who did terrible things to the people of God.
我们见到有人是用这个能力是为神作大大作事工。他是有人他是用着这个能力他是去对神的子民 做了很大的伤害。
And we can even see it in individuals, the greatness and the depravity.
我们也在不同的人身上见到这个能力的伟大这个能力的可怕。
Such as through the person of Paul.
就好像在保罗这个人身上面。
Who persecuted the church so greatly.He was known as Saul.
当他是仍然是扫罗的时候，他是用他的能力来去逼迫神的子民，逼迫教会。
But of course, was later used so greatly by God to build up the church.
但是他是被主大大的使用来去建立教会。
I think the 17th century mathematician and physicist Pascal said it very well.
我記得一個17世紀的數學家物理學家叫做帕斯卡爾。
And maybe most of you are not familiar with Pascal.
或者大家唔曉得呢一個帕斯卡爾係邊一個。
He's a Frenchman who was well known for his study in the work of physics and math.
咁佢係一個法國嘅好出名嘅物理學家。
And who was honored by having the unit of measure of pressure named after him, for those of you who are studying science.
If you are studying science, you will have heard that because of the pressure standard is called Pascal.
He observed and he wrote, the greatness of man is great in that he knows himself to be wretched. The greatness of man is great in that he knows himself to be wretched.
最大的伟大就是他知道自己是可怜的。
And that's a true statement.
实在这句话实在很正确。
On one hand, God has made us such wonderful beings.
一方面神是创造我们做一个这么美好的一个被创造的。
But on the other hand, we see the sin that we do.
但是另外一方面，我们见到我们所犯的罪。
And in fact, we do the very things that we desire not to do.
我们所做的是一些我们不想做的事情。
Now, as our brother explained to us last week, the word of God is like a mirror.
好像弟兄上个礼拜交通过神的话就好像一块镜一样。
And it inspects us, it tries us, it really searches us.
实在是监察我们，去搜寻我们。
And through the Word, we can see who we really are.
藉着神的道，我们就晓得我们真正是什么样子。
That before we came to know Christ, that we were ones who were lawbreakers.
我们在认识主之前，我们是犯法的。
And hence the need for the cross.
所以我们需要这个十字架。
Because we're the ones who should have paid the penalty for being that lawbreaker.
因为我们之前是犯法的，所以我们要付这个的代价。
But God in his righteousness had a better plan.
但是在神的公义里面有一个更加美好的计划。
Whereby he sent his son to die for us.
他是差派他的儿子为我们死。
So that his righteous demand could be fulfilled.
所以神的公义能够得到满足。
But through this we also see the love of God.
但是在十字架里面我们同样见到神的爱。
So So God's righteousness and God's love intersect at the cross.
所以神的爱和神的公义就在十字架上面彰显出来。
Pascal went on to say, it is vain that you seek within yourselves the cure for your miseries.
这个帕斯卡尔另外有一句话就是如果你是在自己的心里面寻求医治你痛苦的方法，这个是徒然的。
And lastly, there is a God-shaped vacuum in the heart of every man which cannot be filled by any created thing, but only by God, the Creator, made known through Jesus.
有一个空间是神所造出来，是不可以用着被造出来的东西来去充满的，唯有上帝造物主能够去满足。
He was a very gifted man.
这个是很有恩赐的一个人。
Who knew astounding things about math and science and physics.
他晓得数学、物理学。
And he was able to reflect on the greatness of man and yet also the wretchedness of man.
在这里他能够思想到人的伟大和人的可怜。
But the Lord enabled him to see more than just that.
但是主使他见到更加多。
But to also recognize that we needed a Savior.
使他见到我们是需要一个救主的。
And that Savior comes in the person of Jesus Christ.
这位救主就是耶稣基督。
So we must call on the Lord, just as the son of the prophets called on Elisha.
所以我们实在要呼求耶稣，就好像这一班先知的门徒呼求以利沙一样。
And he said, Alas, my master.
讲到我主啊，哀哉。
We need to learn to confess our sins and our shortcomings to our Lord.
我们要晓得我们在主的面前来承认我们的罪。
That we do not have the ability, even though He's endowed us with so many gifts and talents.
我们要见到即使祂是赐予我们很多的恩赐，但是祂是没有这个能力。
That truly we need to rely on Him.
我们实在要去依靠主自己。
We cannot do it on our own.
我们不能够靠着我们的能力。
You turn with me to Galatians chapter 5.
请打开加拉太书第五章。
Verses 24 and 25.
第24和25节。
It reads, Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。 我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
We must learn to place ourselves before the cross of Christ.
我们实在要学习将自己放在十字架的面前。
Because that's where the power of God is, and that's where the wisdom of God resides.
因为十字架就是神的智慧、神的能力所在的地方。
Not only once for our spiritual birth, but on a daily basis for spiritual empowerment, spiritual renewal.
不是只是信主那一刻来到十字架面前，他是每一天来到十字架面前来去支取神的能力。
Because we need to crucify that flesh with its passions and desires.
因为我们要将自己的肉体来去钉在十字架上面。
Because indeed, we have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
因为我们已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督。
So I need to daily deny myself, and daily pick up that cross, and daily follow after Him.
所以我们要每一天来去背起十字架，每一天来去跟从祂。
Learning to present ourselves as a living sacrifice to our Lord.
要学习。 将自己的身体献上，当作活祭。
That we would not be individuals who are conformed to the things of this world, but that we would be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
使我们不是效法这个世界，它是心意更新而变化。
We need to live by the Spirit and walk by the Spirit, it says here in Galatians.
我们是要靠灵得生，靠灵行事。
All our lives, all of our service, must come under the cross of Christ.
我们的一生，我们所有的服侍，都要放在十字架面前。
If we're ever to build anything that is useful for our master,
若果我们是要为主来去建造任何的东西，
then we must put ourselves at the cross of Christ.
我们一定要将自己放在十字架的面前。
Because God has made us just like this iron axe head.
因为神是创造我们， 赋予我们这个铁斧头,
very useful, many attributes and talents.
神是实在创造我们, 是给我们很多的恩赐,
but God had to deal with us.
但是神, 要去对付我们,
because we were like that flying accident that just went loose, that just cut free.
因为我们就好像这个, 飞出来的斧头,
you know, some of us may have the gift of tongues or the gifts of speech.
我们在座当中可能有这个, 讲道的恩赐, 去, 说话的恩赐,
but if we're not careful, we know those tongues will inflict hurt and damage on others.
但是我们若果不小心的话, 我们晓得我们的舌头, 很容易, 就是伤害到其他的弟兄姊妹。
And others of us may have the gift of knowledge.
或者, 当中我们有这个知识的恩赐,
but if we don't use it for the Lord, we will just puff ourselves up and bring others down.
但若果我们不是为主来用这个恩赐的话, 知识使我们去骄傲,
or we may have the gift of service,
或者我们有服侍的恩赐,
but if we're just ones who serve ourselves, then there's no glory for God.
但若果我们只是服侍自己, 我们神就得不到荣耀。
So we see that this iron axe head, because it was free from the hand of the master, it flew into the Jordan.
我们在这里看到这个铁斧头,它是离开了这支木条,它就飞了约旦河里面。
And there it would have remained, dead, useless.
当它沉在河里面的时候,它就再不是没用的了。
But God in his mercy was able to resurrect that axe head.
但神的恩典, 祂能够使这个斧头复活过来,
by transforming it.
是完全改变这个斧头,
by changing its property so that it can now float.
是完全改变这个, 铁斧头的特质, 使它能够浮起, 水上面。
So the Lord has done the same with his people.
同样, 主, 所作的, 同样在, 祂的子民身上面。
We who were once useless because of our sin, because of our indiscretions,
从前我们因着我们的罪缘故是毫无用处的,
can now become useful for God our Master.
现今能够被主所用,
because he has transformed us and changed us.
因为他是完全的改变我们。
I recall this sister in the Lord.
我记得在主里面有一个姊妹,
and she was one who was very gifted.
她是很有恩赐的。
She was very good with teaching children, young people.
她是特别在教小朋友方面很有恩赐的。
She was very smart and talented.
也很聪明。
Also very educated professionally in the line of teaching.
在教书方面也是很有恩赐的。
And she had the heart to teach, to train young people how to grow in the Lord.
她也有这个心思, 要去教这些小朋友在主里面去成长。
And I remember her sharing with me one day,
我记得有一次, 她跟我分享,
that the Lord had to show her that all her gifts, that all her talents were useless unless she would place it at the cross of our Lord.
她就跟我交通, 她拥有一切教学上的, 知识, 在主里面, 完全没用, 除非她将这些恩赐, 带回十字架的面前。
Because she knew in her own strength, only her self-righteousness would come out.
因为她晓得, 若果是靠她自己的能力的话, 她自己的义,
and it would not produce the work that the Lord would want.
他自己的意是不能够, 是产生, 神的工作。
And this is a very valuable lesson that the Lord was able to teach me through the sister.
实在, 主是藉着这个姊妹, 教了这个很宝贵的功课。
And it's something that I'm reminded of on a very regular basis.
实在是时刻, 都是被这个功课来提醒的。
You know, for the past, I don't know, close to a year now, I've been serving here downstairs playing the piano.
大家都可能见到过去一年我是在二楼这里在司琴上面有服侍。
And I think some of you know, because when I serve and play, the music is not quite as nice as when our sisters play.
相信大家都应该听得出来，因为当我弹的时候所弹出来的没有其他姊妹弹得那么好。
I do hit a lot of wrong notes.
实在弹的时候弹错了很多的音调。
And because I'm not that gifted, I have to practice quite a bit more than I'm sure our sisters do.
因為我唔係咁有喺彈琴裡面咁有恩賜，所以我比其他嘅姊妹要練琴練得更多。
But even in spite of practicing, I still make all these mistakes.
但係即使我練咗咁多，仍然都係有彈錯音調嘅時候。
Now when I was young, I really didn't like playing the piano.
當我係年輕嘅時候，我實在唔喜歡彈琴。
I quit playing when I went to high school.
當我讀中學嘅時候，我就冇再學琴。I would have been happy
then never to touch it again.
嗰陣時實在好希望我以後都唔使再掂鋼琴。
For almost 20 years, I did not touch it again.
20年，我從來冇掂過一個琴。
Until I realized the Lord showed me that there was a need for that service here.
直至神俾我見到喺呢度有呢一個服侍嘅需要。
I didn't like playing when I was young because, especially recitals, because it would make me very anxious.
我年輕嘅時候實在唔喜歡彈琴，因為特別去考試嘅時候，實在使我好焦慮。
Even today, I can get anxious when I think about it.
今日諗翻起，都係好緊張。
But the Lord is teaching me to put this service at the feet of the cross.
但係主係教導我，係將呢個服侍放喺十字架嘅前面。
That I need not worry about how it sounds.
叫我曉得，我唔需要擔憂彈出嚟嘅音調有幾好。
Because this is a lesson for all of us that we cannot be ones who would either rest on our gifts.
因為我哋每一個人都要學習，我哋唔能夠依靠我哋嘅恩賜。
Nor can we just rely on our diligence or perseverance or hard work.
我哋亦都唔能夠依靠我哋自己嘅努力。
And that we should not even focus on the things that we hear and that we see.
我哋亦都唔應該去集中喺我哋所見到、所聽到嘅事情上面。
But that we should rest, that we should rely, and that we should focus on the things of God, on the things that are unseen.
我哋需要去集中喺神嘅事情裡面，神嘅事情係眼不能見到嘅。
Now that is how the Lord would want us to learn to build within the house of God.
所以呢一啲就係神希望我哋喺神嘅家嘅建造上面所學到嘅功課。
That we could offer ourselves up freely, unhindered.
使我哋將自己係白白嘅係擺上擺出嚟。
Not worried about what others would say or about our performance, quote unquote.
唔好擔憂其他人對我哋嘅評價。
You know, there will be many opportunities ahead for us as an assembly in this. These upcoming months,
喺我哋呢度嘅聚會，前面幾個月，有好多嘅服侍嘅機會。
Now thank the Lord that He has given our brother the burden to have this summer Bible day camp again.
感謝主，賜俾弟兄有呢一個嘅擔子，係繼續做呢個夏令暑期日營聖經日營。
And I think you can sense His burden.
相信大家都感受到弟兄嗰個負擔。
The burden that the Lord has placed on him for the children, but not only for the gospel friends, but then also for ourselves as well as children of God.
實在這個負擔是為著兒童，為著福音，同樣也是為著我們每一個人在主面前的服侍。
For there is much service that needs to be done in order to run one of these programs.
因為我們要做出這個日營，實在有很多的服侍需要。
And so it's something that we are looking to the Lord towards.
所以我們實在是在主面前等候。
Likewise for the WCCC this summer.
同樣在暑假裡面的西岸特會。
There will be much service ahead of us.
實在有很多事情要在主裡面服侍的。
We should ask of the Lord if it might be pleasant in His eyes for us to serve in one of these ways.
我們實在要在主面前尋求，我們是否能夠在某一方面服侍呢？
To learn to offer ourselves up unto Him.
叫我們在服侍裡面將自己獻出來呢？
Sometimes I hear that we do not have enough opportunities here in this assembly, that we're too conservative or we're too careful.
我曾經聽過弟兄姊妹說，在我們聚會裡面沒有很多服侍的機會。 因為我們太過保守。
And yes, there is some of that.
但實在我們是有很多服侍的機會。
But there are also many opportunities out there. There's many times when we can also see that there is a need for service in the house of God.
實在喺神嘅家裏面, 我哋見到有好多嘅地方, 我哋能夠係服侍主嘅。
So brothers and sisters, may we learn from this example in the book of 2 Kings.
弟兄姊妹, 我们实在, 愿意, 在《列王记下》里面这个例子, 有学习,
to be like the sons of the prophets who inquired of the Lord, who asked that the Lord's presence would be there, who looked to his word.
叫我们好像这一班先知的门徒, 你去在, 因着建立, 神的, 神的家, 里面有等候, 亦都去, 寻求, 要求神的同在。
And may we have the heart like Elisha.
同样, 我们求主给我们有以利沙的心,
one who cared for the big things and the small things.
这个, 是关顾, 无论大小事情都是关顾的。
One who was able to minister life even in the midst of death.
是一个, 即使在, 死里面都能够作出, 生命的事工。
An individual who was able to display the power and the spirit of this resurrection life that the Lord would have for us.
是作一个能够, 彰显, 神所赐给我们, 复活, 生命的大能和能力。
Let's turn back to the Lord in prayer.
我们一起来到主的面前。
Father, we are so grateful that you are so patient with us.
天父, 我们, 感谢你, 你是对我们如何的容忍,
that you would be one who would desire to work within us.
你是一个愿意, 与我们同工的一个人, 一个神。
It is truly your mercy, for we are just but dirt.
实在是, 你的怜悯, 因为我们, 我们连尘土都不如。
But you have fashioned us to be a little lower than the angels, but you have crowned us with glory and honor.
但虽然你做我们比天使微小一点，但却将荣耀赐过给我们。
To be used for your own purpose.
使我们能够,为你所用。
Teach us to display this treasure that you have hidden within our earthen vessels.
求你, 教导我们, 彰显出, 你, 隐藏在我们里面的, 那个宝贝。
That we would display your greatness rather than our own selves.
使我们能够, 彰显你的伟大, 叫我们不要, 彰显自己。
That the man would be dealt with at the cross of Christ.
使人, 是在十字架面前, 被对付。
And may you increase and may we decrease.
愿你增加, 愿我们减少。
And we place ourselves in your hands this day.
今日, 再一次将自己交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈祷是奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.